Well, welcome everybody this morning. Group's a little sparse, but that's okay. We're thankful each one came out to spend Sunday school with us. I'm going to talk a little bit about listening this morning. Not so much the sense of hearing, but the act of listening. If you notice, our Sunday school lesson is on hearing the word of the Lord. To try to illustrate this point, now this is a little loose illustration, but it does work. A couple weeks ago, Marissa and I decided we're going to take the boat down the river to look at the eagles. Now, the two of the closest boat launches to my house is the Peach Bottom Marina, and across the river, Normwood Bridge in York County side, the Muddy Creek launch. I was told there's rocks at the Muddy Creek launch. You don't ever launch your boat there. But that afternoon, I came up with six excuses why I didn't want to use Peach Bottom. One, it's about a mile further. Two, the ramp's too steep. Parking lot's too far away. But to shoot it straight, I didn't want to pay the $10 launch fee. So we went to Muddy Creek. And subsequently, it cost me a prop job. The point is, I got told not to launch my boat there. Did I hear it? Yes, I heard it. Did I listen? No. Why didn't I listen? Well, there's a couple reasons we don't listen. The first reason is our opinion of the person that gave us the advice. No, I'm not saying this person wasn't smart. In fact, it was a very intelligent person. But the truth is, he was about 25 years younger than me. And I didn't view it as important enough. And I thought about this. It's like, if you really respect somebody, really honor somebody, we listen when they speak. If we don't respect them, don't have a lot of stock in them, don't have a lot of honor for them, we probably kind of not really listen. The next problem was probably just as great as the first, and was my opinion of myself. Did I know there was rocks in Muddy Creek launch? Absolutely, I could see them. But I thought I'm a good enough navigator to navigate around them. Number two, I put faith in my depth finder to warn me when a rock's coming up. And I missed the person was trying to tell me something. I didn't hit the rocks I saw. That wasn't the problem. I was well down river. I was well down below the island when I hit the rock. It wasn't the rock I could see that was a problem. It was the rocks I couldn't see. Could the nation of Israel hear Amos? Yes. In fact, Amaziah the priest said, "The land is not able to bear all your words." Why didn't Israel listen? Why didn't I listen? Well, for number one, Israel didn't respect God, didn't honor God like they should have. And number two, they were kind of put their faith in modern technology, maybe, put their faith in themselves and guide them through the obstacles, and maybe they didn't view it, or they said, you know what, I can see the danger here. I can steer myself through it. And back to my problem with the rocks and the boat launch. It was my view, or my opinion of the fellow that said it, my opinion on myself, and I didn't heed it as a warning. and I missed it. No, it's just minor, just a minor prop job. But in her spiritual life, it's a lot more, we'll say, serious. Turn your Bibles, if you please. Hebrews chapter 2. Just going to read 3 verses here. Starting in Hebrews chapter 2, starting in verse 1. Read the first 3 here. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by the angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect the great salvation which is the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed to us by them that heard it? Talks about the salvation. Talks about us hearing it. Talks about it being spoken. Do we just hear, or do we just listen? Or do we listen? Do we just hear, or do we listen? Let's pray. Father, again, lift this day to you, God. We want to listen to you when you speak. God, we want to truly not just hear, but listen and heed. God, because it shows our honor, our respect of who you are. God, we just want to lift the teachers to you again this morning. God, we're thankful for the opportunity we have to have Sunday school here, and we're thankful for their willingness to teach. God, we just pray each one of us can be, you know, open to what you speak in our lives. God, be with Mark as he preaches a sermon. Be with those that lead to worship. And just bless the day, God. And just, again, thank you for providing it to us. God, we thank you for the opportunities we have in this country. God, we're grateful for the freedom that we have here. And again, God, we just lift the day to you. In your name we pray, amen.